We're excited to kick off this season again with Midwestern Seminary back as our flagship sponsor for the spring. Located in Kansas City, Missouri, Midwestern Seminary exists for the church by biblically educating God-called men and women to be and make disciples of Jesus Christ. Midwestern's For the Church vision permeates everything they do, from classroom experience, faculty membership, and includes their new 100% tuition scholarship for first-year residential master students through their For the Church cohorts. It's unbelievable. You have to go check this out. Even if you're unable to relocate to campus, Midwestern Seminary offers flexible and fully online undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral degrees through their global campus, which is designed to allow you to stay rooted in your current ministry context. If you're ready to begin your theological education, whether to move forward in your vocation, to be a more faithful leader in the life of your church, to be a more active and engaged disciple maker in your local context, I could not more heartily encourage you to apply to Midwestern Seminary for free with the code KNOWINGFAITH. You can apply to Midwestern Seminary for free with code KNOWINGFAITH at mbts.edu/apply. Go check out all that God is doing at Midwestern Seminary this year. After just 5 years on the market, the Christian Standard Bible is the fastest growing English language Bible translation. As the Bible is meant to be read, understood, and shared, the CSB is designed to be a translation for everyone. It communicates the truth of God's word for today's readers. It is highly accurate for serious study, and it is highly readable for the newest and youngest readers. The CSB is built for lifelong discipleship. You can learn more at csbible.com. That's csbible.com. The CSB Life Counsel Bible provides biblical counsel and practical wisdom for pastors, ministry leaders, counselors, parents, couples, and any individual seeking practical wisdom through the application of God's Word. It includes more than 150 full-length articles on a wide range of topics and tough issues from respected Christian counselors and scholars. Visit csblifecounselbible.com to get your copy today. Visit csblifecounselbible.com to get your copy today. Welcome to After the Fact, a Knowing Faith mini episode where we look to take a big question and address it in just a few minutes. Our After the Fact episodes this season are brought to you by our season sponsor, Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We love Midwestern's motto, For the Church, and that resonates so deeply with JT, Jen, and I, and the goal of Knowing Faith, which is to see a theological movement that is both from and for the church. And joining me today is Dr. Jason Allen. Dr. Allen serves as the fifth president of Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. In addition to his role as president, he also serves as a professor for preaching and pastoral ministry. And more broadly, he serves the church through preaching and writing ministries that include books like Turnaround, which tells the story of Midwestern's journey, Discerning Your Call to Ministry, which is certainly helpful for listeners thinking about seminary and vocational ministry of the future, and a trilogy of books with the third one coming out in the near future called Letters to My Students by B&H Publisher. Dr. Allen regularly posts essays on his website, jasonkallen.com. Dr. Allen, thank you for jumping on. Welcome to After the Fact.
Kyle, I'm so glad to be with you. I should add a point of clarity. I actually irregularly post essays on my website. So,
well, let me tell you something. The first rule of blogging is to do it sporadically. That's the first rule of blogging. Now, Dr. Allen, before I ask you the big question, I just got to brag. And I've done this before. I've done it with the other profs that have been on here this season. I don't know what is in the water at Midwestern, but you guys are a magnet for talent in this season. You guys just announced that Dr. Don Whitney is coming over as professor of biblical spirituality, and it just feels like, I don't know if it is, if it's the World Series dynasty of the Yankees or it's the Super Bowl dynasty of my Dallas Cowboys or whoever, but you guys are in your moment right now. How does it feel to have the wind at your back?
You know, we feel so very blessed. I'm in year 12 here. And you know the story, and I won't get into all the details, but God has been really kind. We've grown from about 1,000 students to this year, we'll enroll over 5,200. And there's so many different artifacts of God's favor. One of the leading artifacts, though, is what you just mentioned, the faculty has given us here. And he really has given us a dream team. And you look at all the core disciplines, all the areas you hope to have a first-class, top-tier individual or individuals, plural, teaching in. He's given us that. And Don Whitney is the most recent exhibit of God's favor in that regard. Dear brother, I've known him since I was in college. And we go way, 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 way back, about 25 years nearly. And God has just been really kind to that relationship over the years, and to call him back to Midwestern, where he taught here in the from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s. And hopefully God will give him many more years of teaching and shaping students here.
That's exciting. I tell people when they go to the conference, I say, always make sure you stop at the Midwestern booth because they're going to have the best swag. And that's fine. That's good. That's good enough. You can go get some really cool sweaters or coffee mugs or whatever Midwestern's got. They always have the coolest thing on the conference floor. But beyond that, talk to one of the admissions folks and just let them tell you about the programs there and the professors there, because you can have some great swag, but that's all superficial if there's no substance. But it is a cool thing to see Midwestern merging something that is really cool up top with something that is really meaningful beneath the surface.
Amen. I agree fully.
I love it. All right. So here's the question for you. The motto at Midwestern is for the church, and it's on everything. Talk about that cool swag. It's on everything. You see it everywhere for Midwestern. Why is this the vision for Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary? Why for the church?
Yeah, I would answer that first and briefly autobiographically, and then more importantly and more elaboratively, I would answer it convictionally. For me, grew up in the Gulf on the Gulf Coast, Mobile, Alabama, Bible-believing home, called to ministry in college, saved in college about a year and a half, 2 years before that. And throughout my 20s, I just thought God was calling me to pastor, and into my 30s, I thought that's what was going on. But he began to open doors for me in theological education simultaneous to local church ministry. So in Louisville, where I was studying and then began serving, I was also getting to pastor, serving the seminary, serving the church simultaneously. And for me as a young man, I just began to have developed these mutual loves within me. But what began sort of effectively became convictional, became biblical, became very clear to me. And it's this, that a seminary, if it's going to exist, it must exist for the local church. For me, my sense of calling is God opened the door for me to begin interviewing at Midwestern Seminary. I'm like, man, we're a happy family, Louisville, Kentucky, great ministry, great local churches we're serving. If I'm going to like give my life to something that isn't explicitly the local church, it better be something that I can see quite clearly how it's supporting the local church. And so that was going on in my heart, okay? What was going on in my mind convictionally was just a deeper and deeper understanding of what ministry is all about, what the New Testament is all about. So from the Gospels to Revelation, you see the local church being front and center, from Jesus promising to build the church, to dying for the church is birthed in Acts, the church is spreading in Acts, these epistles that are all about local church ministry, what the local church should believe, how they should order themselves, how the believers within the church should live, et cetera, et cetera. And then the end of the book, seven letters to seven churches, and then Christ coming back gloriously, ultimately, to consummate all of these things for his church. So understanding the New Testament is about the church, ministry is about the church, and para-church ministries, if they have a right to exist, must exist for the local church, either directly or some tangential line you can draw is how it's strengthening, serving, undergirding, expanding the ministry of the local church. So then God called me here in interview processes. I'm a young man in my mid-30s, 35 years old, talking to trustees about the vision for the school. And to me, it was just really simple. If you call me, you're going to get a young man devoted to the local church and to bending all of our energies to local church service. And so they had to buy into that, and they did. In God's providence, the seven-member search committee, all seven of those individuals were pastors, local church pastors, and which is really anomalous because our board was then and is now comprised 50% pastors or ministry-based individuals and 50% laypersons. But the search committee was all pastors, and they really resonated with that for the church vision. So we began to talk about from day one, that's why we're going to exist. That's where we're going. That's who we are. Every hire we make, are they committed to the local church? Every dollar we spend, does this help to serve the local church? Every event we host, does that help to serve pastors and ministers who will serve the local church? And then you begin to produce things like websites and host major conferences. And these other things take place that begin to build out that vision for the church, that mission for the church. So those three words for the church really have become synonymous with Midwestern Seminary, and I would not want it to be any other way.
I love that. And when you look back on 12 years now, what's one thing that you see at Midwestern, an initiative, something that you have helped cultivate or create there, something you've empowered from a team of leaders, one thing that you'd point out and go, that wouldn't be there if For the Church wasn't our vision?
Yeah, I would go back to where the conversation began, Kyle, with the faculty, because the faculty we have, they cherish that mission. They embrace that mission. And so they want to be a part of that mission, those three words for the church. I think that is absolutely clear. Now, I'll also tell you conversely, it has helped us over the years to miss a few hires, individuals that perhaps in another institution would have been an impressive hire, but they were not really local church grounded, local church oriented in their research, local church committed in their classroom. And so we just say, well, you know, you're a great person, great calling, you'll do well somewhere, but you're not really who we need here. And so those three words for the church have been essential to drawing people like Tommy Kidd and Don Whitney and Patrick Schreiner and Matthew Barrett and Jason DeRoshi and Jeff Chang and Jason Dusing. And the list just keeps going and going and going from a faculty standpoint. And so we would not be the institution we are. We would not have the faculty we have. And thus we would not have drawn the quality and quantity of students that we have drawn without that prior commitment for the church.
That's excellent. Dr. Allen, thank you so much for making time for me today.
Good to be with you, Kyle. God bless you.
After the Fact is brought to you by Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And if you're ready to take your next step in theological training, we want you to consider Midwestern Seminary and how their For the Church vision can equip you through formal theological education. You can learn more about how to get started at mbts.edu/knowingfaith. If you feel like you're not ready yet to make a big plunge into seminary, you may be underestimating the scalable options that are available for you from right where you live right now that are both affordable and accessible. Go check out mbts.edu. And if you're not ready for formal theological education, check out the For the Church Institute and the variety of really persuasive, meaningful, substantive theological resources they've made for free and accessible from their faculty there at Midwestern. Did this episode spark an interest to learn more about Jesus, the Bible, or theology? You can receive free theological training through Midwestern Seminary's For the Church Institute, which offers courses in Old and New Testament, Christian theology, and more, including the newly released course on missional leadership. Again, this is free theological training that you can use for your own equipping, for the equipping of those in your church, and it is available for groups or on your own. You can learn more and get started today at ftcinstitute.com. Again, that's ftcinstitute.com for theological training courses, free theological training courses today. Go check it out.